It is Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week. And today is no different. No, wait. Ah, that's where that's how I screwed up the other day. That's right. I forgot the "and you listen" part. I mean, can we talk about that structurally? Does that really make sense? So, show where I talk about my life 5 days a week and you listen. It's very Paul Harvey. I would say that people need to look that up, but you listen to The Geeky Gay, you're probably old. You probably know who Paul Harvey is. Anyway, it's Thursday. Hey, that means that there's just one more day this week, and that day happens to be a holiday. Independence Day. For Independence Day this year, Zach and I will be heading over to the Magic Kingdom to watch the fireworks. I think I mentioned that on Monday. We'll be having dinner with Darwin and Rodan and watching fireworks over at Walt Disney World. They don't really have anything to talk about right now, but I decided to just go ahead and record anyway because what's the difference between not having something to talk about now and not having something to talk about 3 hours from now? I might as well just babble about some stuff. We do have some contact. I guess I could do that. I could jump into the old contact segment here. We don't have a theme song. Well, Adam doesn't have a theme song for contact. We have a theme song for contact over on the Gay Mix. But that is not being used here due to copyright. It's not copyright issues. It's just, it's not on the soundboard in front of me. Got a text from Gary in Portland who says, "Daniel, I listened to your Geeky Gay. I don't remember what you said. I got the right show." There we go. Gary listens. He didn't notice that I dropped the "and you listen" from Tuesday's show. But I didn't notice it either until after the fact when I was listening to it back. So anyway, we also have a voicemail. How about that? A voicemail. I don't have access to the Geeky Gay voicemail, by the way. This is something that got emailed to me. So let's play it now, shall we? Why is it not playing? Oh, this is just like the Geeky Gay. This is exactly like a standard Geeky Gay show where you don't have the sound routed to the right place and you have to kill time while you try to rearrange things. Let's listen to that phone call now.
Hey, this is Adam. I'm just calling because texting was too much work having to type.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I'm just calling instead. Actually, I'm emailing you this audio file, so I hope you get it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just wanted to touch base with everyone. And it sounds like I'm on a conference call. I want to touch base. Yeah. Let's circle back. Mm-hmm. Get some synergies. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, wanted to give an update. We are currently in Isle of Skye. We had beautiful weather today. We drove from Inverness to Isle of Skye. It is very country. There are sheep all over the place. It's really beautiful, but it is very country. The weather was a little bit rainy when we first started, and then it got very sunny. Yesterday, we did a 12-hour tour that I'll talk about when I get back all over the Highlands. We did the Harry Potter Hogwarts Express train, the original train that the Hogwarts Express is based off of. So it's an actual steam train, and it was a lot of fun. We met a nice Australian couple on that ride. And then tonight, we had a chef's table experience where we sat in the kitchen, and we were able to actually watch the chefs cook. And they brought us the food. We were at a group table with about six people. And they were also really nice. There was a cute Scottish guy and his Floridian wife. So he had moved to the States and they live in Boston, but his wife is from Florida. And they were visiting for the summer. And then we met this other couple, a Scottish guy and his wife, that they live in London. And anyway, we're having fun. And tomorrow we're seeing more of Isle of Skye, and then we go to Glasgow on Friday, and then we're back home. So we're having a good time, and I will update everyone when I get back. Talk to you later.
Time having a good Woodhaven. Time. Oh, I stepped over his exit. I'm sure he just said goodbye. You know, interesting about the Hogwarts Express is here in Florida at Universal Studios. By the way, thank you, caller. Thank you for your very quiet voicemail that I will have to process after the fact to make sure that people can actually hear it. But the Hogwarts Express, we have one here in Universal Studios, Florida, that acts as kind of a transportation mode between Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios, which is really clever on their part that in order to ride this attraction, the Hogwarts Express, you have to have a park hopper ticket. So you have to pay more money because it goes from one park to the other. And the way they built it is kind of cool too. It goes parallel to Interstate 4, kind of on the backside of their property to get between the two theme parks. And it's a very unattractive area, right? It's a very industrial area. Plus the interstate is there. It's all the backstage stuff that you would not want guests to see. So they created this train that instead of windows has 8K monitors that display the countryside of England or whatever as you're riding on it. And of course, other characters that fly up next to you on their various modes of flying transportation. It's a cute little attraction. It also has a screen on the inside because you're in a car, right? You're in like the same little compartment. Like, I don't know what you call those traveling compartments where you have the two benches and you're in your own little kind of room and you have your window. But the door leading back out to the hallway where you would have come in from has opaque glass on it. And you assume that it's just opaque glass, right? But midway through the journey, the snack cart lady comes down the aisle and, of course, her shadow projects onto the opaque glass and you hear Ron and Hermione out in the hallway. It's cool the way they did it, and it's very interesting. But here's the thing. When Adam was talking about riding the train, the Hogwarts Express train, the one here at Universal Studios, not even a train. It's actually more akin to a cable car. There is a continuously moving cable that goes underneath this track all the way from Universal Studios to Islands of Adventure. And the train just latches onto the, you know, just like a cable car, it just grabs onto the cable and moves, which means they don't have to worry about engine failure on the train or any kind of upkeep and stuff. Like Walt Disney World has actual steam-powered locomotives that they take a lot of time and energy to keep running and keep up and going because they're hundreds of years old. But yeah, Universal, not really a train. I don't know why I thought of that when he was talking about the Hogwarts Express. I guess because it's more pleasant than thinking about J.K. Rowling. Also, every time that Adam talks about a chef's table and sitting in the kitchen, I just have this mental image of like pulling up a stool and just like sitting in the kitchen. Like you're just hanging out on the other side of the stove. What you doing? Oh, what's that? Oh, are you going to put that in there next? I'm sure that's not what it is. I've never been hoity-toity enough to sit in the kitchen of a restaurant for a chef's table. With the one chef's table that I've done, which was with Adam on a cruise ship, was in a dining room. And the chef came out and presented each course. Speaking of cruise ships, I don't know if anyone, I know I'm whipping back and forth between these topics here, but I don't know if anyone else pays attention to the little fatty cast. Probably not. I think they have about 6 listeners, but on the little fatty cast, Larry Vader is currently on a cruise ship. And the thing that's important for you, a geeky gay listener, to know, it's the exact same ship that Adam just went on with his parents. It's like the same itinerary, same ship, same deal. If Adam had hidden one of his ducks on that ship, Larry Vader may very well have found it. And because Larry Vader does not listen to the Geeky Gay or listen to the mix, he would know nothing about the ducks that were being hidden on the... The same thing happened because Larry Vader went to Vegas and Adam went to Vegas at about the same time. They were there at least on a couple of overlapping days. Do you think maybe Larry Vader and Adam have like a little secret rendezvous, a little secret affair going on? Like, would that be, I know I said like, would that be Pride 48 scandal, gossip? Adam and Larry sitting in a tree? K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Say, I made you wait for it. Actually, no, truncate silence. Oh, wait, you just have to understand, there was a huge dramatic pause there. Huge, huge dramatic pause there. It was great. And sadly, you missed it. Wait, no, you know what? I'm going to leave it in. I'm not going to truncate silence. So, well, no, I have to truncate silence because this is completely uninteresting. Hey, one more day to go here on the big shoe. Remember, if you would like to text me, you can do so, just like Gary in Portland. You can not email me. You can text me at, oh, fuck. I was trying to get to the website quietly while I was thinking that you could text me at 479-221-9393. Several of you already knew that number, I bet. But there you go. One more day to text me before I'm out of here. Thank you, Gary, for listening. He's the only one that, by the way, Adam called me just a little while ago to tell me that he had sent a voicemail because he wasn't sure if I would check my email. And I made a joke about him not listening to my podcast. He's, I heard Monday's show. So he's only heard the one. He's only heard Monday's show. He hasn't even... I don't think anyone's listening. If you're listening, say something to me. Text me or say, you know, let me know you're out there. Please. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.